From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. Thousands of Christians gathered Sunday in Bethlehem in the West Bank to celebrate the birth of Jesus.
For the Palestinians, it was another Christmas under Israeli occupation. But the city's mayor, Vera Baboon, told VOA that it is still a Merry Christmas.
We pray for peace, not only for us who lack peace, but we pray for the whole world. And what is the message of Bethlehem originally? It's about peace, it's about love, it's about hope.
And in that spirit, there was rare cooperation between Israel and the Palestinian Authority to bring as many pilgrims as possible to Bethlehem. Robert Berger for VOA News, Bethlehem.
The Russian Defense Ministry says a military plane with 92 people on board, including a popular military choir, crashed in the Black Sea Sunday shortly after taking off from the resort town of Sochi. Mourners of the Alexandrov Ensemble are gathering outside the choir offices in Moscow to pay tribute. This man says he's been in the choir for about a year and he knew almost all of the people on board. President Vladimir Putin declared Monday a national day of mourning on national television early on Sunday. Starbucks aims to drum up holiday sales with promises of free beverages this season. Many of the coffee chain's stores will host a pop-up cheer party over 10 days where customers can enjoy a free espresso. The event will be held at 100 Starbucks stores in the U.S. per day. This is VOA. Israel's prime minister is lashing out at President Barack Obama for what he calls a shameful move at the United Nations over the West Bank settlements. Benjamin Netanyahu says Obama on Friday broke an agreement of staying out of Israel's affairs by abstaining from a vote as the UN Security Council passed a resolution calling for an end to settlements on Palestinian claimed land. Netanyahu has ordered his government to stop funding five UN institutions. Netanyahu has ordered his, as I said, his government to stop funding five UN institutions. Police in Australia say they've prevented a terror attack planned for the city of Melbourne on Christmas Day. Five men in custody now. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
The suspects were arrested at properties in suburban Melbourne in the Australian state of Victoria. Police have said the alleged plot was inspired by the Islamic State militant group. Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews described the conspiracy as an act of evil, while investigators said they'd seized the makings of an improvised explosive device. The arrests follow a long investigation by Victoria Police, the Australian Federal Police and the security agencies. Security will be increased at prominent locations around Melbourne, including the Boxing Day cricket test between Australia and Pakistan, which will attract a crowd of around 100,000 people. Phil Mercer, VOA News, Sydney.
President Barack Obama and his family are spending Christmas in Hawaii. In his final holiday message in the White House, the president urged Americans to take the spirit of Christmas through to the new year.
By so many measures, our country is stronger and more prosperous than it was when we first got here. And I'm hopeful we'll build on the progress we've made together in the years to come.
The president, joined by First Lady Michelle, urged Americans to practice goodwill and compassion regardless of what they believe.
The idea that we are our brother's keeper and our sister's keeper, that we should treat others as we would want to be treated, that we care for the sick, feed the hungry, welcome the stranger, no matter where they come from or how they practice their faith.
Mr. Obama also used the message to highlight some of his accomplishments as president, including leading the country out of recession and providing health insurance for millions of Americans who did not have it. And Star Wars actress Carrie Fisher is still hospitalized in intensive care in Los Angeles after suffering a medical emergency on a flight Friday. I'm Lori London in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.